It's an honor to be back in the Lord's house tonight. It's hard to believe it's the fifth and final night of this meeting. Certainly, as Brother Daniel said, a revival, if God does something in your heart, does not end tonight. That stirring, amen, it'll continue in your heart. Amen. I'm thankful He can do that daily. daily in your heart. And I just want to say it's been an honor. It's been a blessing to be here. I never take it lightly. Anytime God opens the door for me to come and just share the good news. And appreciate your pastor, Brother Daniel, and Sister Sherry. You appreciate your pastor, don't you?
Yes.
Amen. You love your pastor. Appreciate this church and the kindness that they've shown me this week. I mean, let a Baptist preacher stay in your house 3 days. That's pretty good. Amen. I mean, Baptist preacher know how to eat. Amen. And she knows how to cook. Amen. I'm not going to say how Daniel cooks. Amen. No. Amen. I appreciate them. I love them. They're friends of mine. And I appreciate you, church, the kindness that you've shown me this week. The liberty we had to preach. Amen. I've received some gifts this week. I've got apple butter. Amen. Man, I've ate the best pecan pie that I've ever ate. Amen. And a coin set. Man, I got a chocolate Easter bunny last night. Amen. And the pastor ate the ears off of it before it got the car. Amen. Not really. He told me he's going to. Amen. And a gift for the parking lot. Somebody, the Lord laid on somebody's heart to give us a gift for the parking lot there at Beulah. And I just praise the Lord for that. And what God's doing here at this church. And you just keep praying, keep supporting your pastor, keep supporting this work. Be excited, amen. Be excited to come every time you come to God's house. Amen. It's not a burden. It's not a burden to come to God's house. Amen. It's a privilege and it's an honor. Well, I love my family tonight. I appreciate them, amen, being up here. And Mike and Don and Oscar and Mabel and certainly... words never say down here how much it means to me, amen, to look out and see that effort, amen, driving all the way up here. Sister Mabel said, hey, we drove by the building. She said, you said it was easy. But I appreciate them from the bottom of our heart, appreciate the souls that's been saved for the glory of God. If you're here tonight and you know not the Lord, I believe God's not done. I had a burden on my heart this week. Amen. I know your pastor, his wife, his church had a burden on your heart. And God has led us over to Proverbs chapter number 18. If you've got your Bibles tonight, Proverbs chapter number 18. And I'm thankful for friends. I consider your pastor, his wife, his family, my friends. Amen. I look out through this church. I've made many friends. Amen. In this life. And you know, one thing that I'll never forget, I worked with this lady, and I love her soul. And years ago, I'll never forget, I used to go to church with her years back, and as far as I know, they've not been in church for years. But one day she made a statement to me. She said, I don't like people. I want that to sink into you for a second. I don't like people. And she said, I don't need anybody. I don't like people, and I don't need anybody. Boy, I was just a young fella, and I said, boy, I love people. And I need people. I love people. And I need people. Depending on what your attitude is there, you say, hey, I don't like people, I don't need people, I would say you need Jesus in your heart. Because when He gets on the inside, when Jesus gets on the inside, you'll love people that don't even love you. You'll love people that don't look like you. Amen. I want to bring our message tonight from Proverbs chapter number 18, verse number 24. If you found your place, if you would stand respect and honor to God's Word tonight. It's what God's burned my heart today for the message. Proverbs 18, verse 24. The Bible said, a man that hath what, church? Friends. Must show himself friendly. And there is a that sticketh closer than a brother. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Our Father, we come to you tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord, for what we've already felt in your house tonight. Father, we thank you for the watch care today. Lord, so many days we get up and we take so much for granted. Lord, we thank you most of all for Jesus, Lord, and how he bled and died on Calvary's cross for somebody like me. Lord, we thank you for the souls that's been saved this week. And God, I just praise you for that. Oh, Lord, there's nothing like seeing an old sinner get saved by the grace of God. And Lord, I pray you'll go in and out of these pews tonight. Lord, you know every heart, Father, sitting here tonight. And Lord, if there's someone here tonight lost without the Lord Jesus, Father, I pray you'll just convict them. Oh, you'll draw them, Lord, tonight. Show them their need of a Savior. And Lord, let them know that Jesus will be the best friend they'll ever have. God, I love you tonight. Thanks for this dear church, this dear pastor tonight. God, bless him in a mighty way. And God, may we hear not only days from now, but weeks from now and months from now that revival fires are still burning. God, that you'll just send souls. Lord, that these folk will get on fire and go out and invite and bring. And Lord, this church will be filled in excitement. Lord, I thank you for that. In Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. You may be seated tonight. I want you to notice the latter part of verse number 24 where the Bible said, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. The word friend in this part of the verse, it means to have affection for, it means to love or like. And there is a friend, there is someone that has affection for you that sticketh, that adheres or cleaves, that joins closer than a brother. I don't know about you tonight, but I have a brother and I have a sister. Me and my brother, me and my sister, we didn't always get along. We don't always agree on everything. But I can tell you this. Well, me and my brother's always been close. And my sister, we've been close. And even in our disagreements, I'd lay my life down for my brother. I'd lay my life down for my sister. The Bible says here, it says, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. One that has affection for, to love or to like, that sticketh or adheres or cleaves or joins closer than a brother. I want to preach tonight with the Lord's help on this thought. Simple question, simple thought. I want to have you met my friend. Have you met my friend? As I was thinking about what I'd share with the church tonight, and certainly as a preacher of God's Word, there's my mind reflected back upon this week and the souls that's been saved and Friday night of the meeting. And well, I was wanting to preach you one that my friend on pressing toward the mark. That's what I wanted to preach on. Why I go forward, but God burned my heart tonight. And how many of you in here tonight know that Jesus, how many of you know that God is the preacher, amen? And if anything gets done tonight, it'll be through him, amen, through me. And certainly I want to get out of the way tonight because he knows your heart. He knows my heart. He knows why you came tonight. He knows why I came tonight. He knows if you're saved or he knows if you're lost, amen. As I thought about this verse, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there's a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. You know, I get thinking about my friend. My friends upon this earth, the Bible said in Proverbs 17:17, a friend loveth at all time.
My friend, let me say this tonight. I've had many folk down through the years, and even in my young ministry, been almost pastoring 10 years, been preaching about 11 years. I've had many folk that come up, and boy, they get excited when things are going good. They get excited when everything is on the mountaintop. And boy, hey, preacher, I just love you. Preacher, if you ever need anything, I'm right there for you. Preacher, I just love you. And something goes a little rocky, and you turn around, and that person that's saying all that, they're nowhere to be found. Amen. Amen. But let me say there, a friend... A true friend, they'll be there when everything's going good and when everything's going bad, amen. And I'll tell you what else they'll do. They'll tell you the truth. A friend. I want you to think about your friends God's blessed you with. Before I introduce you, before I introduce you to my friend tonight, besides the Lord Jesus, my best friend upon this earth is Amanda Lee Ketron Dillon. We've been married 21 years in August. Boy, she's stuck with me by the grace of God. She's loved me. And as much as I love her, I'd lay down my life for her. Lord knows I would. I'm going to introduce you to one tonight. And my friend, the best that I put my confidence in my wife, the best that I do, if I get my eyes on her, she's going to let me down. If she gets her eyes upon me, I'm going to let her down the best I could do. But I'm going to introduce you to one tonight. My friend, that the Bible said, and I believe it's Pilate that said, in him I find no fault at all. Amen. I mean, Jesus went through a mock trial. Amen. Listen, friend, stood there before Pilate, and he said, in him I find no fault. I'm going to tell you something today. This world will let you down. Young folk, your friends are going to let you down. The best that I can do, this preacher will let you down. But I want to introduce you to one tonight that will never let you down. He'll never let you down. This friend that I'm talking about, he's my best friend. You said you sound like you know him well. I want to know him better. The Apostle Paul, amen, he said that I may know him, amen. He wanted to know him better. He's my best friend. He's the one, according to 1 John 4:19, that we love because he first loved us. Brother Daniel was joking me there. He said, Brother Dwayne, I'm going to get up and introduce you. He said, tell me something good to tell them about you, amen. I said, there's nothing good about me. There's nothing good about me. You look at me tonight, you're going to see a failure. You're going to see an old sinner that deserved hell. I didn't love him. I love him because he first loved me. If you think about your life and where you've been, if we all honest before God tonight, we know every one of us in here, we've made mistakes, we failed God in our lives. Every one of us in here, there's things in our lives that you regret, that you wish you could go back and do over. Everybody in here, we know that we've made mistakes and we've let God down. But I have nothing today to stand and boast in. Amen. Save the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's my friend tonight. I love him because he first loved me. Listen, I didn't deserve his love, but thank God he loved me anyhow. Amen. I'm telling you about the one, not only that we love because he first loved us, but he's the one, according to Luke 19:10, come to seek and to save that which was lost. Brother Mike, he came to those individuals that didn't care nothing for him, and he come to seek and to save that which was lost. Listen, I'm glad that Jesus is still in the saving business. Amen. Listen, he's still seeking that one that is lost. The Bible said he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. Amen. Have you met my friend? He's the one that we love because he first loved us. He's the one, my friend, that came to seek and to save that which was lost. If you're here tonight and you've never accepted Jesus, he is seeking you. He's seeking you. You're lost without the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a friend. He's a friend not only that we love because he first loved us, not only because he came to seek and to save that which was lost, but he's the one, according to John 15:13, that had so much love for us that he laid down his life for his friend. John 15:13, the Bible said, a greater love had no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. Listen to me, I'm glad tonight that I don't serve one of these gods, these little g's of these religions, my friend, like these Muslims, they give their lives, my friend, for their dead god. I'm glad tonight I don't serve a god like that. First of all, I serve a living God. I don't have to give my life for his. He already gave his life for me, praise God. Amen. A friend, a greater love hath no man than a man, a lady down his life for his friends. I had a guy tell me one time, he had visited with us at the church. He said, preacher, he said, them Muslims serve the same God that we do. I said, no, sir. They don't serve the same God I serve. I serve Jehovah God. I serve the true and living God. Amen. Amen. That song said, I walked by the tomb of Buddha. Looked inside and saw his bones. Hey, man, let me tell you something, my friend. Let me go and give you a little hint. Hey, a little bit in a few. Hey, Jesus is risen. Amen. Amen. He's risen. But I'm talking about the friend, my friend, listen, that sticketh closer than a brother, that adheres and cleaves and joins. He's the one, according to Hebrews 13:5. I like this. Other night we was talking about his promises. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I want to encourage you tonight, church, in 2018, my friend, folk may leave you. Preachers, folk may leave you, but let me say this, there's one that you're serving. I had an old North Carolina preacher. I went over in Vilas, North Carolina, and preached a youth meeting back in 2012, and there was this old North Carolina preacher. When he talked to you, he would preach to you. He grabbed me by the hand, and he, this is what he said. He said, you took me back to the day the Lord saved my soul. Amen. That's how he talked to me. Amen. Man, I listened, and he said, let me tell you something, son, with tears rolling down his cheeks. He said, always please the one that called you. Amen. And as much as I'm thankful for my deacons, amen, aren't you glad, my friend, the deacons don't tell you what to preach. Amen. Aren't you glad that man don't tell you what to preach? Thank God when God called me, he called me to stand with the backbone of iron. My friend, Holy Spirit led and preach what thus saith the word of God. Amen. Amen. The man of God. I've got a friend. Man, I can't preach to fear of man. You say, well, you wouldn't make it in my church. That's why God didn't call me to be your pastor. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm telling you about a friend. Said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Who else could give you that promise? how I love you in the Lord. I'm going to let you down. Not meaning to. But last year, when you come and you knelt right here and put your faith in the risen Savior, guess what you got? You got Him, and you got one that promised it, said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. We need Him. We need Him. I'm talking about the one, according to Philippians 4:19, that is my supply. Bible said, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. My friend, the psalmist said it like this, I once was young, but now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. I may not have all my wants, but thank God I've got all my needs. My friend, aren't you glad tonight that you had a roof over your head and food on your table? You had clothes to put on your back. My friend, listen, I don't know many of us tonight that's went hungry. Listen, my God shall supply all our need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I'm talking about a friend. My friend, when you get in hard times, he won't turn his back on you. My friend, I'm talking about a friend. My friend, when everything's going mad, my friend, he's right there. You may not know. There may be times you feel like, my friend, you're all alone. But I'm telling you, my friend, he's always there. My friend, I can tell you of his faithfulness in our life. Amen. But listen, he'll supply all you need according to his riches. In glory by Christ Jesus. That's the friend I serve tonight. According to Philippians 4:13, he's the one that is my strength. I tell you, these times we get weak. These times you get tired. Pastor Boone here, 22 years. That's a blessing. My father-in-law pastored for almost 40 years where he pastored. That's a blessing. I'll be 10 years. I want to tell you something. There's times you get tired. But aren't you glad that the Lord is our strength? And even during those times when you may not feel like that everything's going like you think it should go. Those times, old brother Leonard Fletcher, a preacher over there in Dyson Grove Baptist Church, over towards Butler, Tennessee, and Mountain City, Tennessee, I talked about those resigning Mondays. That's what he called them. I'll tell you what. If we just stop and realize who we have in the Lord Jesus and realize, my friend, that he's the one that does the work. He's the one. You know, as much as we like to see souls saved and see results, if he don't do it, we can't do it. Amen. He's the one, according to Psalm 121, that is my help. The psalmist said, I lift up mine eyes into the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made what? Heaven and earth. He's your help tonight. You may know, my friend, and I, but listen. I want to give you three quick things about my friend. What is his name? Book of Acts, chapter number 4. The Bible said in verse number 10, be it known unto you all, to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified. This was Peter addressing the Sanhedrin, whom you crucified. Whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. What is his name, church? Amen. What's his name? Let's say it together. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, there's just something, thank God, about that name. Amen. You can say God all day long. That don't mean you're talking about the God I serve. But when you say Jesus, I'll tell you what the world do. They'll turn their head. That name Jesus has got power.
Amen.
Bible said it's a name that's above every name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The devil don't like that. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's something about that. Hey, listen, my friend, one day every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess that he's Lord.
Amen.
You may say, I know an atheist. His knee's going to bow one day.
Amen.
You say, I know an agnostic. His knee's going to bow one day. I tell you, I'd rather bow the knee right here. Amen. Matter of fact, I've already bowed the knee and accepted, my friend. I've bowed the knee. I've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I bowed here and I'm going to bow again. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Let me say this. You say, I'll never do that. Let me tell you something. You know Satan himself's going to bow the knee.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, he is an enemy. Satan is. You say, boy, I've heard them preachers, man, I'm not criticizing, but they get up, man, they say, man, I'm going to charge hell with a water pistol. Not me. Not me. I'm going to tell you, we're no match for Satan in ourselves. Huh? We're no match for Satan in ourselves. But listen to this. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm talking about a friend. Amen. His name is Jesus. I'm talking about a friend. My friend, listen to me. That one day every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that he is Lord. Jesus. 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 He came the first time, my friend, to die for you and me. But listen, he's going to come next time. And he's going to come. And he's going to judge. Amen. And listen, he's going to rain. He's going to rain. Man, somebody, listen, I'm excited tonight. It's a Friday night. Amen. I'm excited. What's his name? Name's Jesus. Amen. Let's just say that real quick. I'm going to say it three times. Because I like the devil to hear Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You ready? You ready? You know what he did for us on the cross of Calvary? How many of you know he's not there?
Amen.
How many of you know he's not on the cross?
Amen.
How many of you know there's still an empty tomb? Amen. 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 How do you know? How many of you know that he's seated on the right hand of the Father making intercession? And one day he's coming back. It could be tonight, church. Are you ready? Amen. Say it together. Jesus. 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 Amen. There's just something about that name. Amen. What's his name? His name is Jesus. What's his age? Man alive, what's his age? I'm going to ask my mother-in-law what her age. No, I'm just kidding. Amen. What's his age? The Bible said in the book of Revelation, his age is Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the ending. Do you realize that he is the beginning and he's the ending and there's nothing that he can't do? Amen. He's my friend. He's my friend. And I'm going to tell you something tonight. You say, preacher, I'm worried about my 401k. I'm worried about, at least I watch television. I watch the news. Amen. That's your first problem. Amen. Let me tell you something. I don't serve a God that's sitting up there pacing back and forth in heaven, wringing his hands, wondering what is Trump going to do in Washington? What's them Democrats going to do? What's those Republicans going to do? What's going to happen next? Let me tell you something. He already knows. He's a sovereign God. Amen. And listen, friend, he's able to take man's heart and do whatever he wants to do with it. Amen. He's able to do that. His name's Jesus. His age, he's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and end. Amen. But I want to share with you lastly his good news. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. Bible said, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins. Listen to this. According
to the Scriptures. Not according to Dwayne, not according to Brother Boone. Let me read it one more time. 1 Corinthians 15:3. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sin according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day. Listen to this. According to the Scriptures. As I studied that, boy, how my heart was encouraged. My friend, as I thought, as we're getting ready to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My friend, I thought about those ladies early that Sunday morning as they were made in their way, my friend, to that old tomb, expecting for Jesus to be there, expecting our Lord to be there. But I like the rest of the story. My friend, when they got there, they found the stone rolled away. They found that stone rolled away. And the Bible said the angel of the Lord said, "Fear not, for I know whom you seek." You seek Jesus who was crucified. But I like this part. This is why you and I have hope. He said, "He is not here, for He is risen, just as He said." Amen. Amen. That's why we've got a living Savior. You said, "How do you know that?" Because He's in my heart today.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what He did? He died. First of all, He came born of a virgin. Let me say that. He lived 33.5 years upon this earth, tempted in all manners, yet without sin. But He went to the cross of Calvary, and He took every one of your sin debt. God took every wrongdoing that you've ever done, and He placed it upon His Son. The Bible said a man that knew no sin, he became sin. You and for me. And He did die. He died. The Bible said He gave up the ghost. They took Him, they wrapped Him, and they placed Him in a borrowed tomb. I personally believe it's Satan thought he had won, don't you?
Yeah.
I believe he thought he won. One day passed. 2 days passed. Even, hey, you remember what they did? They went to him and said, "Hey, you remember when that deceiver said, talking about Jesus, 3 days He'll rise again. Let's make the tomb sure." They put the stone there. They guarded the tomb. 1 day passed. 2 days passed. Third day. Was He a deceiver or was He a Savior? Because it didn't matter if that tomb was guarded. It didn't matter if that tomb was sealed. And as them old preachers used to say, amen, the stone was rolled away not so that Jesus could get out, but the stone was rolled away so that you and I could look in and know that He's risen. Amen. Just as He said. Amen. You say, "Where's He at now?" Amen. He's seated at the right hand of the Father.
Yeah.
When He ascended up to His Father, you remember they said and saying, "This same Jesus, amen." How he, when He goes away, I'm paraphrasing, He's going to come back and say, "Man." Old Mace Jackson said, I believe that Bible so much, I believe the same cloud He went away on, same cloud He come back on. Amen. I don't know that. But I can tell you this, He's coming back.
Amen.
Who's He coming back for? He's coming back for His church. Who's the church? The church is those that's been blood washed. Amen. The redeemed. Those that's accepted Jesus as personal Savior. You say, "Preacher, when the church is snatched out, when the church is raptured out, then I'll believe." No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. This is the time for you to get saved. This is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Because here's what I believe according to the Word. When Jesus comes in the clouds of glory and raptures the church out, I'll tell you, I believe He'll send a strong delusion and you'll believe a lie. Because listen to this. If you're not going to accept Christ in the grace age, While the Holy Spirit of God is here, amen, dealing with your heart and showing you you're a sinner, and all you've got to do is accept Jesus by grace through faith. Just accept, believe on Him. Yeah. You're not going to do it then. And you'll be left behind. Have you met my friend? This is what I want to leave you with on a Friday night, closing out of a meeting. This is not a question for this whole church collectively. This is a question for you as an individual. Because we don't get saved as a church collective. We get saved as an individual. It's a personal relationship between Randy and the Lord Jesus, between Dwayne and the Lord Jesus, between Philip and the Lord Jesus, between Brian and the Lord Jesus, amen. Between Danielle and the Lord Jesus, between Les and the Lord Jesus, and Lois and the Lord Jesus, Isaac and Isaiah and Joseph. Listen, all of us as an individual, it's between you and the Lord. You've either met Him, you've accepted Him. See that fella, turn around and smile at them real good. Smile. Look, he smiled at me, man. I'm going to tell you, he didn't have that smile until he got saved the other night. Amen. Right. I'll tell you what it'll do when Jesus gets on the inside. I remember what it was like twisting and turning in the bed, knowing that there was a hell that was still hot, a hell that was still burning, and knowing that there was a heaven, and knowing that Jesus was the only way. But listen, that night that He convicted my heart and He drew me under repentance, thank God, that night I accepted Him by grace through faith, amen, and I went home with that same smile. I laid my head down, thank God, with a peace that passeth all understanding, knowing that to be absent from the body, be present with the Lord. Bible said in Matthew 11:28, come, this is the invitation, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You tired of carrying that around? Boy, I remember how weighted that was, amen, when you would have that sin burden, man, you're sitting there knowing that you're lost without the Lord Jesus Christ, carrying that around, knowing if you died, you go to hell. But listen, Jesus said, come. Who remembers String Bean on Hee Haw years ago? Well, there was a gentleman, letting him know him, String Bean Cato. He looked just like him, man. Had a big, tall, lean. Man, he's 80-some-year-old when I was just a little fella. And he'd come in them bibbed overalls. I remember him coming down. We'd be out in front of Bethel Baptist Church here on Mock Knob. And he'd come walking down that road with that old top hat on. He used to play that claw hammer banjo just like old String Bean, and he'd walk down that road, and we'd say, hi, Mr. Cato, how you doing? He said, just, that voice break. He said, just as I am, I come. Just as I am, I come. Listen, you're not going to clean up good enough. Bible said, for all sin comes short of the glory of God. There's nothing in you that you could do, amen, to merit salvation. What you've got to do is He's dealing with your heart. You just got to come and accept that finished work on finished work of Calvary, amen, and accept Him, amen, and He'll fill you, amen, He'll indwell you with His Spirit, amen, and no, you're not going to do everything right. You're not going to do everything right, but there'll be a desire there to learn as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, to learn and grow thereby. Amen. He'll give you the power, amen. He'll give you the power. Amen. You're not going to be able to do it on your own, but He'll do it for you, amen. He'll help you. And you'll learn. Have you met Him? One thing I love about my Lord, He'll never force Himself on anybody. It's a free gift. Your sin debt has been paid for. As simple as I know how to put it. Just at Christmas time, when your mom and daddy or someone gives you a gift and they write your name on it, that gift has already been paid for. It's got your name on it, but it's not a gift until it's received. Same way on Calvary's cross, Jesus paid your sin debt. Amen. Your name's on that gift. But the thing of it is, you've got to receive Him by grace through faith. Amen. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Have you met my friend? I'm praying for you tonight, friend. And I'm going to tell you, these other six that's got saved, you're sitting here and you're lost without the Lord Jesus Christ. That invitation is coming to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. Are you tired of carrying that around? My friend, won't you come to Jesus tonight? Get that thing nailed down. Accept Him as personal Savior. Brother Daniel Boone, would you come?